Next case.
Case number 12569, Lisa and David Wennard Sr. seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, section 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Woodland Court South within the Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 33173 Woodland Court South, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, tax parcel district 234, map 12.17, parcel 103. The applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed detached accessory structure. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Wennard Sr. My address is 1104 Brandon Road in Wilmington, Delaware. Our other address down here where we're going to be residing soon will be 33173 Woodland Court South in Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Nothing but the truth. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for being here. The uniqueness of the property. We need the space in the garage and the dwelling to be able to use it to the property to its fullest and cannot otherwise develop. The garage setback, the 10 feet, will give us, will be too close to the dwelling if we don't set it back, and it will not line up properly with the driveway in the area of our future plans for the side porch. Not created by the applicant. There is no other place on the property. The proposed, the house is on the right side, and on the left, on the one side going up, you have room for the garage. The dwelling is the right side, and also the driveway. We want to put side porch on plans, I already said it, pardon me, and a vision for our property. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The proposed garage will not alter the character of the property or the neighborhood. It will enhance and look and increase the property value. Minimum variance. The proposed size of the garage will house all the items we are putting inside and accommodate all of our needs and put the garage far enough back away from the street. And I also talked to the neighbors, and they're excited because since we own the property for 5 years, we eliminated a lot of the trees in the front that were over the property and bushes, so we're able to put something like this to house our stuff that we need.
That's all. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that, or does that conclude your presentation?
That's the presentation.
Any questions for this gentleman?
How tall would it be, would the building be to the peak?
The peak will be 19 feet. It's an attic. The proposed garage has an attic and a lean-to.
Okay.
And if we pushed it forward, it would be against the steps and the back porch. So when you come out the porch, you'd be right in this, you know, sight lines, and you walk right into the structure.
Do you have well and septic?
County.
Okay.
Water and sewer.
Have you looked at maybe building something smaller?
We need it to house our cars and the things we're bringing down from Wilmington, and we would like to have that size if it's possible. And we went to ABTB building, and they approved it. I have the building permit when it's okay, if I'm able to go proceed. Do we have the permit already? Did they say it's okay? The neighbors were excited, and because we're taking care of the property, and we're going to add value to it, and we're going to put the side porch eventually and make it, you know, a nice house that we can retire to.
How far out does that lean-to jut out?
8 feet inwards towards the property of the house. It's going to be attached. No, it's going to be detached from the house. It'll be towards the porch side. The old patio is no longer there on the one boundary survey plan. It was just bricks.
Okay, I see it up there. So I guess even if you didn't have the lean-to, you still would be probably too close.
Yes, sir.
To the house.
Mm-hmm. And where we're going to propose porch, I believe you have a drawing on a proposed porch. In a dotted line, that would be right in Pete in the port side.
What's the square footage of the house?
2,200 square feet, and the porch is another 20 by 12. It's two-story.
So there's going to be an attic also?
Yes, a small attic, 7 foot.
7 foot tall?
Yes.
The length of the building?
Yes.
That lean-to, I'm assuming, is going to store, you're going to store a vehicle or something
there? Yeah, yeah. Or sit under it, you know, sit under it, the weather.
Sir, have you talked to any of your neighbors about this?
Yes. I talked to the next-door neighbor, Bernard across the street. All the neighbors are excited and happy for us. Yes, they have, I have no negative feedback.
Thank you.
A lot of numbers running through my head. Do you have an approximate square footage of the lot?
The lot is 100 by 100. The garage would be 728.
On number three, not created by the applicant. There's nothing there right now, correct?
Yes.
And you are proposing to put something there that's going to go into the side yard setback and the rear setback?
The back setback, 10 by 10. Yeah, 10 on the side, 10 from the back, yes.
Okay, so that's, if you weren't doing this, there would be no need for a variance. So can you help me to understand how that is not created by the applicant?
I'm sorry, say that. The 10 by 10? 10 side, 10 back.
The reason you're needing a variance, you are putting a garage,
mm-hmm.
a pretty decent sized garage, tall,
mm-hmm.
in your side yard setback and your rear setback. And one of the criteria is it's not created by the applicant. Can you explain to me how that this building now being placed here is not created by the applicant?
Angola by the Bay requires a 10 foot and a 10 foot. And I called up Ann and they said the 20 foot is the ruling for the back and a 10 for the side.
So, sir, perhaps I can maybe articulate this a little bit. In order for you to meet the standards for granting a variance, you have to show that there's some sort of physical unique characteristic to this property, and that due to such physical characteristic of the property, that has created an exceptional practical difficulty for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think Mr. Williamson was trying to find out from you is what is that physical uniqueness here that is creating the exceptional practical difficulty? I apologize if I'm stepping the chair's toes.
Not at all.
To make the size a little bit bigger than the 24 by 24, we needed to have, you know, the space back there so it won't come up against the building.
Well, I guess what is, I mean, we have a square lot in front of us that
yes.
appears from what I gather from looking at the survey, a similar, if not larger size than the neighboring properties.
Right.
So, what is unique about this property that has created the exceptional practical difficulty? Because the law surmises that if it's a want, that is different than if it's something that is created due to having some unique characteristic to the property. It has to be inherent to the land itself.
Okay.
And that's what, I would like to know, I'm sure the board would as well. And if I see you've got
yeah.
perhaps a significant other who wishes to speak.
That's my wife, Lisa.
And if she wants
like
to come
to
up.
Speak, she has to be sworn in.
Yep, we can bring her up. If you'd like to testify, ma'am, we can have you come up. That's okay. That's fine. You'll just need to state your name and address for the record.
My name is Lisa Wenner. My address is 1104 Brandon Road, Wilmington, and my address here is 33173 Woodland Court South.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
I would just say that the property is, we've done a lot of work to the property, taken all the trees and everything, and made it our own and special, and we're trying to move down here, and just, it's a blank slate, so we're trying to make it unique and ours. And we wanted to have a detached garage where it would set back further to the property, and we have beautiful landscaping on the side of our property. On the side of the driveway, there's all beautiful rhododendrons and bushes and everything we'd like to be able to still see from our home and our porch. And then we also have other landscaping in the back that we'd like to be able to all sight lines. And there's another house in the neighborhood a couple blocks over that we saw some of the ideas, and we're trying to take that and put that on our home.
And I can add to that, we don't want to knock down some of the bushes and the things that we left on the property on the side to keep the beauty of it. And in the back, there's a large common area that sets back away from the other street, which, and then the other neighbor, 101, is okay. He's really happy for us, and he's excited. It's not going to affect him at all either.
The porch, it exists or is proposed?
The screen porch is proposed in the future. There's a porch on the back now.
Okay. So the proposed would be roughly the same size?
The proposed porch on the side will be like a 12 by 24, and that would be on the driveway side I'm going to eventually put there, hopefully after we move down.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Sharp. I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correct. He's only asking for a variance from the rear yard setback.
Yes.
Is that correct? Not a side yard setback.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the side yard setback is 10 feet, and the right. rear yard is 20 feet.
Okay.
So he's asking to be 10 from both.
Right.
And okay. And behind our yard is common space, which is the large trees and everything back there before the other properties.
So there is no necessary setback on the side. Side yard.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. So, that being said, is it possible to move it within the setback, the rear setback? So you'd have to move the building forward?
Yes.
What? So, the only thing that, the difficulty that is the lean-to then, right?
Right, and the other the building itself will be imposing on our screen porch.
Proposed
screen porch, yes.
I'm not talking about
yeah,
that right
okay.
now.
Sorry.
But there is another property that has like the garage yeah. that we like, and yeah. they did the lean-to, and we just liked how it looked on their property, and it was detached. And
right.
Is there any reason you couldn't make it less of a variance by bringing the garage itself instead of 28, 24 by 26?
24 wide by 26 wide by 24 deep? Well, we put the cars in. We won't have enough room for all the stuff we need in the back, like a workbench and different things that we have to put in there.
We're basically downsizing from North Wilmington and mm-hmm. moving down here, and we were trying to accommodate all of our needs and do the best we could mm-hmm. for the second act in life. Neighbors were saying to really get what you want and do what you want, and if you can, and if you have the space. And we do know neighbors that are either taller than us or have bigger garages or whatnot. And like my husband said, Angola was already okay with it.
Yeah.
Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
You said that you've received your approval from the HOA?
Yes, sir. Before the process, I talked to Angola about it, and they said, make sure everything go through the county. Their ruling is first, and then they okayed it, and then here we are.
I guess the thing that I look at, and I don't know if the board does either, is it seems to me that the pole barn perhaps could be moved forward as it's currently designed if the lean-to is removed and there's no screen porch or a smaller screen porch that's proposed. And one of the things that you have to convince this board, and perhaps you have, I don't know, but one of the things that you have to convince this board is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. The law doesn't grant you the right to overbuild a property. So, you know, if the reason that you need to have this there is because you want to develop it elsewhere in the building envelope, I think you need to explain that. What's the unique part of this property? And I guess I'll ask you this question then. You had mentioned that there were some bushes and some trees that you wanted to keep or that were on the property. Mm-hmm. Do those prohibit your ability to locate this structure elsewhere on the lot in compliance?
On the rhododendrons over there, they're real tall, you know, on the driveway side. If we came up, they would impede on them. And then if we pulled it up, we'd impede on the house a little bit more.
Because we've already taken out so much landscaping already.
In the front and the sides.
And we're still trying to keep the beauty of
the neighborhood. Because it's a well-established trees and bush area.
All right, I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Sir, are there any trees that would have to be removed in order to bring this garage forward and into conformity?
Well, the rhododendron, some bushes, and it'll be closer to the property on the one side where we won't be able to go out as.
Yeah. I guess.
Just we won't be able to go out the back door to the driveway side because we'd be walking right into the building closer.
Were the rhododendrons or any other bushes along there, were those put there by you or somebody else?
Before.
They were before you?
They were before, yeah. The place was overrun with everything.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And we were still trying to keep, I guess, the beauty of what we had on the side and be able to, I guess, look at on the side of your yard and still be able to go to the back pole barn, the back mm-hmm. garage.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case 12569 for Mr. David Wenard for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property does not have a unique physical condition, which have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. The variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Warfel?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 12569 has been denied. Next case.
Case number 12,500.